Of course.
Hello, hi, may I speak to Raul?
Who's calling?
This is Jose with Cabinet HUD Direct. I received an email earlier today.
Oh, yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you today?
I'm all right. Is this cell phone number?
This is my office number.
I have, like, I have some pictures of what I had planned out, and I had gotten a quote from a place that's local, and I figured I would give you a call and see if you guys might be able to, I don't know, do something better than that.
Hold it for you? Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are a manufacturer, so we can give you a very cheap price, which is 34 cents to the MSRP, which is a good 66% off. It sells because we're cutting the middleman off. But, yeah, I think we can definitely do that. Do you think you can email me the measurements or the SQs or the blueprint? I could have it to you by tomorrow morning.
Okay, listen. I don't have a blueprint. I have, like, the drawing that I have sketched up with
okay,
some
perfect.
Dimensions written on it. But
does
what
it have,
I can also...
have measurements?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you... I'm going to tell you in email or whatever... I'll tell you, like, the sizes. I needed, like, I have a 101-inch, like, height to put, like, two cabinets. One of them, what I had come up with these other cabinet people was to take a 30-inch wide, 96-inch tall cabinet and cut it in half and use, like, the left side of it. Because they didn't have anything around in close to 16 inches in the dimension for a box that was that tall. Do you guys have something like that?
All right, so we are able to do custom work since we have the manufacturing plant. So we can definitely do that. But sometimes it is recommended to do cut it in half. And the reason why they do that is because it gives you more, more space to work with, if that makes sense, or less space to work with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like I have to put it in a spot that there's only room for like 16 and a half inches maybe. And there's nobody who has like a 32 inch
mm-hmm.
wide box. So I'd have to mess around with the door. And the only thing that, do you guys have like a 32 inch wide, 96 inch tall that I could make it a whole 16 inches?
So give me 1 second. Let me review our product real quick. Oh, you said 36 inch wide, 96 inch tall, right?
Yeah, like so that I could use the 16 inch door.
And this is a cabinet, or is this like a pantry?
Okay, listen, this is what I'm doing. Is they have already like a whole bunch of cabinetry in there, but she wants to get some more space out of it. So I'm going to put like what I had come up with was a 100-inch tall, or I think they had a 100-inch tall, 32-inch or 34-inch wide that I was going to put in one spot. And next to that, I needed a 16-inch that was 100. I have a 101-inch height, but they only make a 96-inch
right,
height.
Right, because what
I figured
I'm looking at right now is 84, 90, and 96. It's the one that I'm looking at right now that we have. But we can definitely work with something. The only thing that it will probably affect will be the turnaround time, which right now we're at 5 to 7 days. So it'll probably go to 10 to 12 days.
That would be even fine with me. So let me like take a couple pictures of the drawings and like put the other pictures into an email. I might not send it until tomorrow morning because
okay, that's fine.
But I'm definitely
going to
send it to you.
Okay. Oh, send that to me as long as it has the measurements. And then we can, I have a great design team as well that we can, if for some reason it's, let's say there's something contradicting it, let's say, oh, we'll give you several options of what it can be. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm all with that. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Okay. So send me the measurements.
I'll get it out to you tonight and first thing in the morning.
Okay, make sure you include the colors, and then I'll get my design team to start working on that right away. And if you send it right in the morning, I'll probably have it to you that probably in a few hours after that, the same day, before 5 o'clock.
All right, yeah, I have pictures of, like, the existing stuff that we're doing. Right. I needed, she's got two 36-inch wide, 12-inch deep, 36-inch tall cabinets above the washer and dryer in the laundry room.
Okay. Yeah,
but she wanted deeper cabinets. Do you have 36 by 36 that are more than 12 inches deep?
Maybe a 21, if that would make sense.
21 inches deep would be fine. Right. That would be excellent.
Yeah, because that's our standard at 21. And, that's very standard to be to us, to be honest.
Yeah, like I said to her, I think they, like, are trying to hurry up and throw anything they could up that looked right. Like, I said it looked like a staging cabinet for a freaking laundry room. You know what I mean? That it was so small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a modern laundry room, like a brand new house.
Right,
I was like, wow, that is... And she's like, do you think that, like, you can maybe... And I was like, let me look into it. So, mm-hmm. I'll even send you over some dimensions on that thing, too. That's in a whole other color.
The more numbers you can send me, the easier it'll be for me. So from that 21, you said you went from 12, 21. We can even do in between the 14 and the 16 as well, if you don't want it so deep, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think 21 would be excellent because I was, like, we had kind of toyed around with 30 or 32, like, because her mom was there, so, like, going through this whole thing was like turmoil, but 21 would be fine, in my opinion. That would be given them almost double the depth they already got.
Yeah, that's the standard, 21.
Yeah, like that's, you know what I mean? That you saying that makes me even more go, yeah, they put staging cabinets in that laundry room to hurry up and finish that wall up or something, you know what I mean? Because...
Right,
they're so insignificant for work. So, yeah, I'll get that to you tonight, or I got for sure I'll have it to you by tomorrow morning. It's dinner time, and I'm a big guy.
And I do apologize for that. Enjoy your...
No, you're fine, bro. I appreciate you calling back, period.
Okay, well, let me not take more of your time here. So send me those measurements, if you can, as soon as possible. I'll get my design team to start working on it. And once again, I need you to remember that we are the manufacturer, so we're able to do that custom work. Now, just remember to send the color as well. Do you have the color list that I sent you?
I don't. Was it in, like, what, the last email that you sent me, or did you just send me something?
I sent you one today that I'll be reaching out to you, but I did send you one, if you allow me just 1 second. See, that's
I remember seeing the one that you said you were going to call me.
Right, okay.
That's I
sent it to you on July 3rd, I should have it. I'm going to send it again just in case, and so you can see, because we added new colors as well. Now we have the midnight black, the sage green.
That was the email I went to find you, because I forgot your name, and I was like, oh, man, I need to see if that guy's got these cabinets.
Okay.
So that email, I have it.
Yeah. How far are you from the Tampa area?
I'm in Sarasota. It's in like an hour, hard hour.
Okay. I mean, you're more than welcome to visit the warehouse, too. I can put some sample doors in your hands as well for free. If you have that.
I might do that here in the near future. Yeah. Sure,
absolutely. Just let me know 24 hours in advance. I'll set up the appointment for you, have somebody there to greet you, have everything ready for you, and you can view our warehouse. It's over 750,000 square feet that we have there in Gibsonton, which is in between Tampa and Sarasota. It's about 30 minutes from
here. Nice.
Only
30 minutes?
Yeah, so we're in Gibsonton to be exact. I say Tampa just because people are more familiar with it. But we're about 20 minutes south of Tampa.
Gibsonton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I drove out there to look at a car a long time ago.
I'll send you the address as well, so you can have the exact address.
All right. It's Jose, right?
Jose, correct. So So Raul, I'm going to be waiting for that tomorrow morning, and I'll get on that right away. You're going to be my first priority.
All right. Thank you very much, man. I'll talk to you later.
My pleasure, Raul. I'll send that email right away. Bye-bye.
All right.